And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Hey, this is John. I'm in the studio by myself. I wanted to tell the story of the Lifted Project and play you the radio edit and the extended version, and talk too about our nonprofit partners for a second. So, shorter show, just me. So, that's hard. Just kidding. The idea for the Lifted Project came from two places. The first place it came from was watching Trish through her cancer journey and seeing other people lift her along the way. Most remarkably, when she was done with treatment and through the help of amazingly graceful people, was able to move out of depression and lethargy and physical inabilities to vibrate and fly higher than she was maybe even prior to the cancer. She's doing great, thank you, and thank you for all the nice notes. And then I'm watching We Are the World documentary, and I see this room full of talented musicians, and I think to myself, God, that's kind of my studio. Like every week I have like these world-class musicians in here, because the Hudson Valley is just a geographic anomaly of densely populated with just world-class musicians. And I'm thinking I should put those two things together. So the strategy was to take a choir of amazingly talented musicians and partner them with nonprofits, but no money changing hands, and just see what happens if we just lifted them with energy and song. And they could represent themselves, and they could, of course, accept donations from the audience, and then now you listeners, if you're so led. But at least the experiment would be to see if the same thing that happened to Trish when she got lifted by graceful people, where no money changed hands, to see if we could translate that for our nonprofit partners. So I'm writing a song, and the first song I write, I invited the musicians that you saw there. I had a yes from them all without the song within hours. Everybody, yes, I'm in. And that's with no song. That can be interpreted one of two ways, and I'll tell you the right way. The right way to interpret that is that these amazing volunteer musicians were so willing to give of their time and talents for nonprofit that they didn't need a song to do it. They just said, create the opportunity and we'll be there. And so I wrote a song. I played it for Trish, and she's like, John, that is not good. And it wasn't. So I went back to the drawing board, and then I had Liv in here, Liv Bulger. And I love the way she was writing songs. I was writing this song at the time, and I said, hey, you know, you she's a great lyricist. She's also a great musician, but she's a great lyricist. And you can hear her bang out a solo on this too. So I said, hey, can you throw a couple verses on this so that it just doesn't sound all John-ish all over it? And she did, and then she made kind of a musical twist at the end, which was also great. So I wrote the song. Now I have to get it to the group. I'm not necessarily in love with the sound of my own voice singing. I like it way better now than I used to, but I still like bristle sometimes. So I go to Eric Dalton, who produced the whole show and was just fantastic. And I said, I need to cut a demo. Can I come in? And he said what all generous people say. He's like, yes, come on in here. So I go in. Now, it's a choir song. So to create the choir effect, he made me sing the same line over and over and over again and just laid it on top of each other. So it sounded like multiple people. And if you don't like the sound of your own voice to begin with, and now there's a choir of you, it's traumatic. And now to communicate with the choir, I created a Facebook group. And so to distribute material and blah, 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 that was our focus. So I sent it out and everybody's like, yeah, we're in. Let's do this. So to create a performance of one song and make it interesting and worthwhile for people to get in the car and go to, I was struggling with that. And also, because these are 38 talented, working musicians, to get them in a room for a rehearsal, A, is too big an ask, and B, would be logistically impossible. So I thought to myself, us rehearsing, when you have this much talent, just hearing them rehearse is going to be a gift. And watching the song grow in the course of three hours, I think it was 3 hours, would be something that would be interesting to watch. And so I passed that by, again, this amazing choir and band. When I say choir, I mean choir and band. You know, do you mind having an audience? Do you mind having them watch you rehearse? Now, insecure musician would say, no, I'm not peering in front of people until I have this thing down. And everybody's like, yeah, of course, we'll do it. That shows you how talented these people are. So I naively go about saying, okay, we can pull this off. And then Paula said, we'll do it at the cafe. I asked her. She said yes instantly. We sold out an airport. And so I report that the thing sold out. And then, so the band's amazing. It's Rich Dashnow played keyboard. Sean McKenna played bass. Mike Robinson played drums. And Marek Vitek played guitar. And Mike writes me and goes, bro, it might be a good idea for at least the band to get together beforehand. Like that, and I'm like, oh, because he's like, there's no musical parts written. All we have is your guitar. And I thought that was a good idea. So Mike opened up his home to us, and we went there on a Sunday. And within an hour, the band was tight, and that was so much fun. And I have a video of it, and I watch it. Because it was just so much fun. So then we have a sold out airport, and Karen Catalano comes in, does the show, and then pulls me aside after the show and says, "How are you managing that many people and that many artists?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And she's like, "Dummy, you're gonna need somebody to run this." And I said, "Okay, how about you?" And she said, "Yes." Thank God that woman said yes. So from that point on, all I really had to worry about was the music. So day of, we get there and we rehearse. And the first time we do the rehearsal, I turn around, Trish is sitting behind me. I turn around and look at Trish, and her face is, that's not good, and we're going to have to move. So I'm like, okay. So I turn around, and the choir kind of knew, you know, first take on it. Now the band, because they had played it before, was they were more comfortable. And the other situation was that the way we were physically located, the choir could hear the band because the choir had monitors, but the band couldn't hear the choir. So I had to conduct both at the same time, which is why there's an awful lot of running around. I had a bad job conducting. There's a lot of running around. That's why, because the band couldn't hear, which also speaks to the professionalism that these people could play a song and not be able to hear the vocals, which you do in a studio all the time. But when you're live in front of that many people, that's very different. So we did it a second time, and a second time it kind of caught, like there were grooves. And I turned around to Trish and we were both like, whew. Third time we did the song, bang the roof off. And then, so everybody's like, okay, we got it. And I asked them to do it a fourth time. I had a strategy for why I wanted a fourth time. I wanted them to start getting a little bit bored of it. And so by the fourth time they nailed it, and then we took a break and the audience got to go around and sit there and meet the musicians and also meet our four nonprofit partners, and donate and become familiar with their work, which was kind of the whole point. So at some point we go back, we do presentation. Each nonprofit partner does a 1 minute presentation. I give flowers to Karen and we're ready to go. What you're about to hear is the first take after rehearsal of Won't Be Broken by the Lifted Project.
I won't be broken.
okay, so now we've done that song. So we do two more takes, because I wanted to make sure Eric had enough in case there was a screw-up. Because this is a live recording, so there's only so much you can go back and fix. And you also can't clip from one song and put it into another song, because the timing's never going to be perfect. The rhythm is never going to be perfect. So you kind of can't borrow, like you can from when you're in a studio, if you sing a song one time, sing a song the next time. It's to a box that ticks for you. Tick, 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 tick. And so as long as you stay on that box, which is the point of it being there, you can clip from one song and do it to another. You can't in a live performance. So we did it three more times, and by now, two more times. And by now, everybody's knows it. They've sung a song 8 times. So they're starting to get a little bored, which is exactly what I wanted. Because I wanted them two things. I thought the energy was right to have them go off and just do what they want with the song. And B, these guys are so talented. You should have part of a recorded history where these people just do their own thing with it. So I asked the audience to sing against the choir, because it's a call and answer song. So the audience sings We Won't Be Broken. The choir sings Lift Each Other. So now the audience is singing. The choir singing. I start it, and the way the song works, you just heard it, is there's three kind of solo lines, and then the choir goes, and then there's three solo lines, and the choir goes. First solo was Eric Dalton, who was fantastic. Then I sang with my daughter. She had a line, and she nailed it. And then when she really nailed it, because she's not a singer, whole another story about why a father would put a 16-year-old daughter who had never sung in front of people before in her life in a room full of the most talented musicians, as good as anybody anywhere. That's bad parenting, but we can talk about that another time. The idea was to, when she hit it, I felt like, wait, this is going to be okay. And she hit it because of Bianca Carano, who was so kind. And my daughter was scared, and Bianca grabbed her and took her, and they went outside. And I don't know what God said, but I have seen great women go forehead to forehead with a Burton lady before, and it works. She came back in and nailed it. And I felt like, wait, this take is different. Then people started going off. And what you're about to listen to, hang in, because the last 4.5 minutes of this song is just a pool of talented musicians going crazy. So here is Won't Be Broken, the extended version.
Up, one hand comes down. And the band. Put your hands together for the band.
So, let's recover from that. Couple final notes. There will be a Lifted project next year. We're working on it now. I have something a little bit different in mind, a little bit larger scale, and when I have it firmed up, I will tell you what it is. Second, thank you to Eric Dalton for the production. Just incredible. To Paula for hosting us. It was the perfect space to do a Lifted project in an airport. That's synchronicity. So thank you back to Karen Catalano. This would have been a cluster F if you weren't there. If you don't do it, I don't do it. So thank you for saying yes to next year already. To the band for just being so willing to take a risk and also so cohesive so fast. Our first rehearsal, not an ego in the room, and they would play and they would point to each other and say, try this, try that, try that. Everybody took it like, okay, that's going to make a better song. It was amazing. To the choir, just the strength of character to say yes without a song in front of you. I not forget that. And the vibe that you all had and the support that you all gave me, I was a once in a lifetime experience. Thank you for that. And finally, thank you, listener of Home From Here. This show has been an incredible journey, and I think it's just starting, and I'm super excited to see where it goes. I want to make a dent in mental health. I want to lift people up with music, and I can't do that without the amazing guests that come on and the fantastic audience that supports this show. We will be advertising going forward. Please support our advertisers. That's what will get us to the next level. And thank you for hanging in there with me through my learning curve. Be well. DM me if you feel like it. I'm on Facebook all the time. And we won't be broken if we lift each other. All right, man. Be well.